Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we'll be watching the week in the light of Bible prophecy. I'll start out with this very interesting item. Fox News, manuscript shows Isaac Newton calculated date of apocalypse. You remember Sir Isaac Newton and the apple and gravity? Well, I don't know if you knew he was Jewish or not, but this is an interesting item. Let's read the way they said it. Jerusalem. Three-century-old manuscripts by Isaac Newton calculating the exact date of the apocalypse, detailing the precise dimensions of the ancient temple in Jerusalem and interpreting Bible passages exhibited this week for the first time, lay bare the little-known religious intensity of a man many consider history's greatest scientist. Newton, who died 280 years ago, is known for laying much of the groundwork for modern physics, astronomy, math, and optics. But in a New Jerusalem exhibit, he appears as a scholar of deep faith who also found time to write on Jewish law, even penning a few phrases in careful Hebrew letters, and combing the Old Testament's book of Daniel for clues about the world's end. In one manuscript from the early 1700s, Newton used the cryptic book of Daniel to calculate the date for the apocalypse, reaching the conclusion that the world would end no earlier than 2060. Now, when you look at things like this, you have to consider this was not written by someone who really understood the terms of the Bible. Even most Christians probably wouldn't have understood the terms Isaac Newton was using. He didn't say the world's end. He said the end of days. And the Bible calls it that. When we see the latter days, the last times in the Old Testament, it really says the end of days. And so we're going to put up a little chart for you to see. This is exactly coming from what Moses told the children of Israel when he came down from the mountain, that as Adam had a six-day work week, as God had a six-day work week, he gave Adam a six-day work week, 1,000 years being a day 1,000 years. Of course, you know that we are told that in the Psalms and in the book of Peter. And so he was not talking about the world's end, which they said right here. This world is not going to end. It's going to be changed. But it's going to be the end of that six-day work week and going on over into the seventh day, the end of days. And that's exactly what Newton said, and that's what the Bible said. So he didn't predict that the world was going to end in 2060. He did say that there was in the Bible a code. And we now know that there is in the Bible a code. He studied those things. Ancient of days, many, many years ago, people studied what's been known today as the Bible code. Now, if you've been following the news and you saw us last week, and you might want to go back there and get that, you found out that Hamas has conquered Fatah in the Gaza Strip. And that Hamas has taken over there now. These are both radical terrorist groups. Fatah, which the United States is saying is moderate, we're going to talk more about that later, comes from the PLO line. And then Hamas is a radical Shiite line that is backed by Iran. We have a report here from the generals. This is from Ami Dror. Israel must stop Gaza from becoming Hamastan. Former IDF generals are concerned that the area will turn into a Hezbollah-like Hamastan within reach of large parts of Israel. Chief of Staff Moshe Ya'alon, before the disengagement's when Ariel Sharon put the Jews out of Gaza, Chief of Staff Moshe Ya'alon, and I know Moshe Ya'alon, we've been speaking, General Ya'alon, and I've been speaking at some of the same meetings, and I've been listening at him at others. And he was the chief of staff. He knew that it was wrong to push the Jews out of Gaza. He knew exactly what would happen and has happened this past week. General Ya'alon, before the disengagement, said that Israel might now be facing a dangerous situation. Ya'alon warned at the time, which would have been in the summer of 2005, that the unilateral withdrawal would empower and give a supportive tailwind to Gaza terrorists. Statements of this nature cost Ya'alon his job. It is generally believed that then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon hired General Dan Chalutz to carry out the withdrawal for him instead. Halutz later resigned after his failure in running the Second Lebanon War. In other words, Ya'alon was a chief of staff. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was crazy. He knew if you pushed those Jews out of Gaza, that Hamas was going to come in and take over. And what General Ya'alon is now saying today is, what we are seeing in Gaza is just the first step. Hamas is taking over. Our entry into Gaza is inevitable. No one else will do it for us. There are many questions and dilemmas, but the writing is on the wall. We must enter before the threat reaches Ashdod and elsewhere. And so in the Gaza Strip, 4 miles wide, 20 miles long, the Hamas has taken over. They are radicals. They are fanatical. And Ya'alon says, we've got to go in and take it militarily. Now, same song, second verse, should get better, but it's going to get worse. That's what you can say about the meetings with George W. Bush and Olmert on June 19 in Washington, D.C. This is from DEVKA file. Remember we told you that was a good source, D-E-B-K-A file. Bush and Olmert reaffirmed two theses. All options are on the table for dealing with nuclear Iran and their joint commitment to Israeli-Palestinian two-state solution. At their joint news conference in the White House Tuesday, June 19, the U.S. President George W. Bush welcomed the chance to work with Israel on a common strategy to fight off and defeat extremists. He said, quote, "We recognize Mahmoud Abbas as Palestinian president who must be strengthened to lead his people in a different direction from the extremist. Prime Minister Olmert promised to work rapidly on the ground for creating a Palestinian state. That is our ultimate goal," he said. My friend Lynn Hammond said to me recently when she was here for the prayer conference, "How come little mothers and grandmothers like you and me know things that leaders do not know?" We knew that going into Gaza was a mistake, just like General Ya'alon, and would end up exactly as it is now. This business of a two-state solution will end up the same way. Why? Because it's against the Bible. The Bible says that when they come back, that land is not to be divided. Jews are not to throw Jews out. Some people think, well, you don't love the Arabs, you're not fair. The Bible is not predicated on fair or not fair. The Bible is predicated on the will of God. God gave to the sons of Abraham vast lands, but they're to the east. And what he gave to the Jews, he gave to the Jews. Now we're going to be offering this book, The Mountains of Israel, which normally sells for $10. We're offering it for $5 because we want you to have it. You must know what is in here, and we're going to tell you at the end of the program. But I'm going to read you 2 pages. Well-meaning Christians and Jews with an incomplete knowledge of the Bible encourage Palestinians to claim Israel's land. They unknowingly lead Arabic people to sin against God, and they bring themselves under condemnation by opposing the will of the Lord for the land. It is clear in the Bible exactly what God's will is for that land. Muslims do not have the Bible and do not understand God's plan for Israel. They fail to see they are opposing the Lord and their cause is hopeless, because no one can stop God from keeping his promises. You need this book. We'll tell you at the end how to get it. Okay, so Bush and Olmert are again going to back Mahmoud Abbas. Mahmoud Abbas is a weak one, and he is also one who is not at all a man who would see what to do according to the Bible ways. Hamas anticipates inheriting Fatah arms in Judea and Samaria. Now, I got to read this to you. Remember that it says here, the president, George W. Bush, said, "We recognize Mahmoud Abbas as Palestinian president who must be strengthened to lead his people in a different direction." Strengthened how? Money and arms. Money, your tax dollars, and arms going to Fatah, a terrorist group. Now, this is from Arut Sheva today. That's Arutzsheva online. You can find it. Hamas anticipates inheriting the Fatah arms in Judea and Samaria. Now, we've got two areas we're talking about here. Gaza Strip, down here on the shores of the Mediterranean, already given in to Hamas. When Hamas took it, they took all the arms and everything that we'd given to Abbas. Now, Abbas, up in what's called the West Bank, he has some villages he controls. He's trying to push out and is pushing out and, in fact, executing Hamas people from the West Bank. Now, Hamas says that, go ahead, give them all, because when we go, we're going to take it back, just like we did here in Gaza. As Prime Minister Ehud Olmert continues to pledge his support, and the U.S. too, for the newly formed PA shadow government set up by Fatah in the West Bank, Fatah, which was trounced by Hamas in Palestinian elections, has taken advantage of its being violently expelled from Gaza to claim that it has established a Hamas-free government in Judea and Samaria. Now, the Western nations, quote, are refusing to accept the results of a free and democratic election that brought Hamas to power, Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri said. Instead, they are now supporting the illegitimate government of Fatah. A senior Hamas terrorist told WorldNet Daily that Hamas is encouraged by the funding and arming of Fatah in Judea and Samaria, as the Islamist group is certain it will inherit those weapons and funds just as it did when it took over Gaza. Quote, like the American weapons in Gaza, we told you would come to Hamas, also the weapons and aid the Americans are giving to Abu Mazen, Abbas, as part of their conspiracy against us in the West Bank, will find its way to the Palestinian resistance and Hamas. Hamas's representative said he would not say whether Hamas was planning to take over Judea and Samaria from Fatah in the near future, but he hopes that the U.S. continues to provide large quantities of weapons to Fatah so Hamas can inherit them. Hamas is currently swimming in American weapons seized last week from Fatah facilities, according to Abdullah. This is what's happened. This is what's happening all over there. Fatah and Hamas will be fighting each other. The violence may spill over into Judea and Samaria. We trust that will not happen, but it possibly could. The answer to everything is the Bible. Bless the Lord. You want to know what the Bible says about the subject? Order from us, the Mountains of Israel. Call 1-800-972-3447. Order several copies and give them to your friends, please. This explains God's view of the matter. You can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, $5. It would surely help us if you can include an offering when you write. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. And come and be with us as we study matters of the last days in a special school. We're going to study all day long in August. Go online and find out about the School of Eschatology. I'll be looking for you to be there. You do have to register. We're going to look into the Bible at what the prophets are saying about what's happening right now, even this summer, in the promised land. And this is Billy Brim saying, until next time, shalom, shalom. Be blessed and be a blessing.